following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, I bet working with me makes you feel like a grand prize winner.
Yeah, I'm so lucky, Golic.
Well, now you could win possibly the best grand prize ever, valued at over $55,000 in ESPN Radio's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway, hooked by Bass Pro Shops.
You could win a two-year lease on a brand-new 2012 Toyota Tundra 4x4, an Arctic Cat 425, and much more.
Plus, the winner also gets to come to Bristol to meet us personally and tour ESPN Studios.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops to find out more.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable!
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show with sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30, nails, eight nails, it doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in a minute, too.
Oh, that's right, it's a freaking Super Bowl! Oh, I can't believe it ended like that!
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show. And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis back in studio from Chicago. A little lighter in the pocketbook, but hey, it was a good time, and we've got a lot more to bring to you, including Jerry DiNardo, former coach at a variety of colleges and now with the BTN Network, Big Ten Network. And we will also be talking with the highly heralded quarterback out of Northwestern, Dan Persa. That's the way we continue to do it every year. We get a ton of interviews. Some of them we go with live while we're there, and a few more we bring back, and we'll continue to do that over the next two-plus weeks as we get ready for college football season. The Huskers begin practice on Saturday. Volleyball begins on that weekend as well. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Fan Day for the Huskers is coming up on Friday. We'll get into all of that. It's Cox Classic Week. State American Legion Baseball tournaments are continuing. And the preseason RMAC football poll came out this morning. So we'll break that down as well. But, Daddy, nice to be back. Yeah, just God, it's cool.
Yeah, welcome back, huh? 112-degree heat index. Well, what do you do? What do you do? It's going to cool up. Give us 2 days of this. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is supposed to be very, very nice.
We're going to talk a lot of college football in the next couple of segments, so we'll talk about some of the other things going on today here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. And our new poll question today, which team do you think is going to win the leaders' division? Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, or other? Vote on our ATS Hot Topic poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. A lot of things to do. We're doing more and more, and we hope you like it. You can join us on Facebook. Hit the like button. We've got the poll question. The podcasts are always up, and all the day's sports is on ESPNSuperstation.com. Of course, we've got PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can check out what's going on in the high school scenes as Merritt keeps that website rolling as well. Our last poll question last week, your interest in fantasy football. 57% of our voters said they play in two or three leagues. And then it was pretty divided after that, whether they play just one league, four or more leagues, or don't play. Technically, draft leagues, I guess I'm in three, but I'm in like four and a couple of other things, and my pocketbook takes a good old kick in the August to get all these entry fees in. I always like being in more than one, just in case. Because if you stink, if you start 0-4, 0-5, you lose interest, and it's just not as fun. So you hope to get into a couple. Are you kind of the same way?
Yeah, really. Well, you know, the scoring leagues are much different that we're in than most people are accustomed to.
Well, I'm in the leagues that I am in, if I remember correctly, are all different. Every one of them is different and unique to itself. One's a point per reception league. One's a standard league. One's a touchdown only league. One's a no draft where you can take whoever you want every week. So everyone is unique that way.
Yeah, it's. I think that's what makes it. You can pick whatever you want to be in that kind of league. If you don't enjoy that, you go to another league. You find what fits you, or you just get in them all. What the hell? You jump in them all and have some fun. And
it does make for excitement when you are unavailable on Sundays to get on your computer.
Doug, you're exactly right. Doug, I guess all the talk in pro football over the weekend, you've got to start with the Philadelphia Eagles and all the moves they made. You know, when Michael Vick stays healthy, all of a sudden the Jets and the Eagles are the two teams that have went from maybe 8-1 at the Jets, 10-1 at the Jets. All of a sudden, they're 5 or 6-1 and probably the favorites. And if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, I got to think that you were sitting at 12-15-1, maybe 18-1. All of a sudden, I think you're 8-1 and one of the favorites in the NFC. To pick up the cornerback, Amashi Kuka Puka or whatever.
Namdi Asenwa.
There you go. From Oakland, that's just a huge move for them. And everybody's talking about Michael Vick. You get Vince Young to back him up. Now, Michael Vick's never proved he can stay healthy for a full year. You know, that remains to be seen. But if he stays healthy, that's a team to beat, isn't it, on paper?
Well, and there you have it. If Michael Vick isn't healthy, they can't win.
No, you're
maybe,
right on that.
Maybe Vince Young does something for him. It's the way I see it. It's still early. But, yeah, the Eagles all of a sudden position themselves, and it's not good if you're a Cowboy fan.
No, we keep waiting to hear something about the Dallas Cowboys, and we have heard nothing, have we? Other than who we've cut?
Yeah, we keep getting rid of guys.
Yeah, that's
but exactly. I will tell you this. Personally, you kind of like the guys they're getting rid of. If the running backs stay healthy, Marion Barber kind of faded into the past. You didn't like Roy Williams. They obviously need some help defensively. They need some help on the lines. You're not a Tony Romo fan, but this team can put up points, and they didn't lose anybody in that aspect. So if they can pick up some defenders and maybe shuffle the money around to do that, I think they can put themselves in a good position.
Well, let's hope so. Obviously, everybody's rooting for their own teams. And, you know, when we'd walk into a casual bar in Chicago at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, were the arguments about Greg Olsen being traded. I mean, when you just heard other conversations, you know, you sit around here and we get closer and closer to spring practice and people talking about the offensive line or the defensive line for Nebraska. Well, in Chicago, they're concentrating on the Bears and what the Bears do and everything the Bears do. And Greg Olsen getting traded, that was a huge topic of conversation. Then Marion Barber going to the Chicago Bears, that was thrown in there. And then, oh my gosh, Jay Cutler's name. Some people liked him. Some people didn't like him. They were really fired up for this Bears season to get underway. But people were not happy that they got rid of Greg Olsen, who's really been a mainstay at tight end and done a lot of good things. Just a big physical receiver can go down the field.
Mark Sanchez better be able to play. Kind of the same situation there. You bring in these receivers. You got Plaxico Burress. You set your team up. He better be able to go. Some Huskers that were on the moves. The Barrett Rood goes to Tennessee. I'm telling you now, Tennessee is going to be one of the worst teams. Now, go ahead, folks that like to make fun of me that it's going to be the exact opposite. Tennessee is going to be terrible. They're just not going to be good.
You just want Barrett Rood to go somewhere to see him succeed.
Well, he's been with Tampa Bay, and it's about time for them to be really good, and now he leaves. And then Fabian Washington spent the last three seasons with Baltimore. He's going to go to the Saints. Maybe that's an upwards move for him.
Yeah, they've got is it Tracy Porter, their cornerback's coming off a knee surgery, so it looks like a good fit for them in New Orleans to get him on the field, get him some playing time. I think that's a good move for him. It's just, you bring up Barrett Rood again. He's been the leading tackler for Tampa Bay, and you think, he's really found a home there. He's settled into that position. He runs the defense a lot. Why would they want to get rid of him, or why would he not be really an intricate part to that puzzle they're trying to put together down there? But apparently they ship him out, and you're right. You look at Jake Locker's probably going to be the starting quarterback, I guess. You told me the name of the other guy. I don't even remember it right now.
Like Rusty Staub or something.
There you go.
I don't know. We're down to 15 days with Bubba Starling. Bo Pelini did bring his name up, says he's in there. The Kansas City Star reporting that maybe $10 million is what he's looking for, 7.5 offered by the Royals. you know, Bubba's going and his agent Scott Boras going overboard like they always do on the agent side. So if that signing bonus was supposed to be $6 to $8 million, this will guarantee that it's at least $8 million. That's the way I view this,
folks. It's going to come down to August 14th at night, and all of a sudden, 10 o'clock at night. Don't be surprised if on the 10 o'clock news on August 14th, a deal is magically put together. All of a sudden, the two sides come together. I cannot see Bubba Starling putting on a Nebraska uniform still. Everybody's saying, well, he's held out for this long. That's the way it works, folks. All these stars, all these people that sign, it comes down to the last 2 days. They all hold their ground until push has to come to shove and somebody gives in. That's how it works. The Royals have to sign the kid. He's from their backyard. Yeah, they played pretty good baseball the last 10. They're 6-4. They split with the Red Sox. They win the series with the Cleveland Indians. Okay, they're still 15 games below 500 or whatever they are. They're still looking for they're looking for the star power. Many people think Bubba Starling's the star power they need. They've got to have Bubba Starling in a Kansas City Royals uniform. He's got to be in Kansas City in 3 years. They got to give him the money.
Other stories that are going on in the world of sports, and we invite you to fire off to the Dent Popper inbox your emails, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't know the details on this. This happened over the weekend while we were away, and our friends in Hastings and on both our radio stations and at the newspaper, just kind of a broad spectrum on this. Hastings College is looking for a volleyball coach again for the fifth time in 4 seasons. And you feel for the kids in this situation. Lori Willardson, 1 year, and what a time to leave. It's time. It's time to report to camp. It's time to play volleyball. 21-14 last year, 10-6 overall. They need a new volleyball coach. So
it's just a huge shocker. Everybody, I'm sure everybody. It's just like Butch Davis of North Carolina. Wait a minute, we're supposed to go to work, and our leader's not here. So now, who do you turn to?
And the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference preseason football coaches poll released today. UNK goes in the last year. They are the preseason favorite. 6 of the 10 first-place votes go to them. Somewhat surprising that Rustin Dring is not the preseason Offensive Player of the Year, because wasn't he the Offensive Player of the Year last year?
Yes. But hasn't stayed healthy for a year, you know what I mean?
And it is what it is, too, because Clay Garcia out of Colorado Mines, senior quarterback, is the Offensive Player of the Year. Lee Meissner, a linebacker out of Pueblo, is the Defensive Player of the Year. A punter out of Mines is the Special Teams Player of the Year. Out of the first team, and they only release a first team all-conference in the preseason, only 4 players were unanimous first team. The Lopers had 2 of those in Rustin Dring and defensive back Sam Cook. Also on the first team, Stephen Gooden, offensive lineman, defensive end Alex Pikerich, and defensive tackle Justin Thiel. So 5 members of the Lopers are first team. If I remember correctly, it was 6 or 7 last year. So 5 there. But, you know, you got Spitzelberger at quarterback, who would probably be the number 2 pick behind Garcia. So the Lopers get 6. Colorado Mines, who beat them in triple overtime last year, tied them for the conference championship. They're picked 2nd, along with Pueblo. Shadron State, 4th. Adams State, 5th. Those are the preseason. And then the GPAC, Hastings College, and all that's going on there. Now without Sioux Falls in the league, they will have their media days coming up on Wednesday, and their preseason polls will be released. Anything that jumped out to you here about UNK?
Well, I really expected them to be number 1. I think everybody feels that this is a year for them to make some noise and advance the playoffs. If everything goes well, people stay healthy and whatnot. I guess I'm surprised that some other people received first-place votes. I thought it would be more unanimous than just 6 first-place votes out of the 10. But I guess Coach Morris is one of those votes, so they had 3 of them, 3 other votes out there that didn't pick the Lopers.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776.
Where's our friends at Shadron on the preseason list?
4th.
Fourth pick.
1 first-place vote.
1 first-place vote for Shadron.
Oh, you know, that could have been Darryl's, too.
That could very
I doubt it is, but it could have been. So there you go. American Legion State Baseball continues today. A couple of area teams still going in the Class B tournament at Central City. Aurora will play Bennington, an elimination game today at 5 o'clock. The first game is Gehring and Seward at 2. In the winner's bracket, Beatrice and Gretna at 7:30. Class C seniors at 2. These games are in Hardington. Hardington will play Shelby Osceola Stromsburg at 5. Alma will play David City, and in the winner's bracket, Pender and Alcorn Mount Michael play at 8 o'clock in winner's bracket games today.
Doug, all these people getting ready for football practice, they've all been on the CTS 360 from Complete Nutrition. They're tacking fat from every angle, hoping to slim down, boost their metabolism, accelerate the weight loss, tone that stubborn fat, control appetite and cravings, maximize weight loss while you sleep. They're doing it with CTS 360. Check it out, Complete Nutrition, today. They're located for you, conveniently located two places, just north of Gordman's on Highway 281 in Grand Island, right north of Sun Mart, right along 2nd Avenue here in Kearney. Call them, get online at CompleteNutrition.com. They have what you need, whether you're looking for an energy bar, whether you're looking for a water pill, whether you're looking for a cheap pill, stimulate-free advanced portion control therapy. Complete Nutrition has it. Get it there today, CompleteNutrition.com. Or call them for one of their trained professionals to tell you what you need at Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Coming up on the show, Jerry DiNardo, analyst for the Big Ten Network, and Northwestern quarterback Dan Persa joins us. The Cox Classic gets going this week, today, qualifying 171 hopefuls for 14 spots in the tournament. They play at Tiburon in Omaha, and Bent Tree, which is actually in Council Bluffs. And a lot of folks that you might know from the golfing community will be playing in the qualifier today. Of course, we know that John Hurley is already in this tournament. But big time going on there. J.J. Killeen wins in Utah, and he will be in Omaha tomorrow. It was his first win. He had been right there a couple of years ago at the Cox Classic, and he's ready to go. And we'll have a lot more on the Cox Classic and a chance for you to win tickets to the Cox Classic here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Also, a little Cox Classic news. Some excitement in maybe one of these qualifiers, Doug. Arnold Palmer's grandson, 24 years of age, does not have the last name Palmer, so you can't look for him that way. Name is Sam Saunders. He's 24 years old. He's been playing on sponsors exemptions on the PGA Tour. Actually finished 15th at Pebble Beach. So the kid can play a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he's done well.
He's in this qualifying event, and a lot of people obviously following that to see, and that would be a big draw if he's one of those 14 that get into the tournament.
God, you look at some of these guys and just go, man, they have 100 and some people playing this tournament. How is he not in? And it's just that many golfers. And Brandon Crick also has to go through the qualifier this year. He's playing okay on the Dakotas Tour. He shot 64 yesterday to finish in 10th on the latest stop there. 10 under 3 days, 8 under yesterday, but only got him to 10 under because he shot 74 the day before. And on these mini tours, you just absolutely, and even they, you just can't shoot over par.
Low, any round, ever.
It's got to go psychotically crazy. Before we go into this first break, Daddy, the win totals are out for the NFL. We've been so much on college. Over-unders, who's got the predicted most wins this year?
Oh, it's got to be the Jets.
No. Now, again, this is before all the trades this weekend, so they may change.
Then it's got to be Patriots.
Yeah, New England was at 11.5, 11 for Pittsburgh, Philadelphia and the Jets both at 10. The low win total, Carolina, at 4.5. The Dallas Cowboys, 9. 9 under, in fact, if you want to know that.
Yeah, which means actually they're favored to go under the 9 total if you're going to bet the Cowboys. So
Atlanta 10.5, the Bears 9.5 wins, pretty much projected from Vegas. Green Bay, I overlooked them, 11.5. Green Bay and New England were both at 11.5. The Colts at 10. The Vikings 6.5. Daddy. Kansas City Chiefs 8. Denver Broncos 6. Those are the predicted wins for some teams. St. Louis Rams 7 from throughout the Midwest.
Interesting. We'll have more time to talk about the pro football and what Vegas keeps putting out. And we get closer to the action, we'll get our friend Mike Perenio on to get his thoughts on everything that's going on. And these numbers will fluctuate with the more and more trades. They'll move the numbers just like when somebody gets hurt or whatnot during the season.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll be talking with Dan Persa, standout quarterback for Northwestern, after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
Now at CarQuest Auto Parts, save $5 after mail-in rebate when you purchase a pair of ExactFit wiper blades or a twin pack of Philips Vision Plus premium lighting capsules. CarQuest 50-month batteries start at just $49.99 with an exchange and have a one-year free replacement guarantee. See store for details now through February 2nd at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
A heat advisory goes in effect for this afternoon. Becoming breezy for your day today with an abundance of sunshine. Hot and humid, highs will top out near 100 degrees. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Phil Jensko.
Right now, 90.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our trip to Big Ten Media Days brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, where delivery is always free, as is the removal of your old furniture, because they want to get the product in your house as soon as possible. Out with the old, in with the new, get you ready for the rest of the summer and heading into fall. And with football season almost officially upon us, you're going to want something comfortable to sit in, recline in, lay on, watch television with. And you can do that at Bruce Furniture, because they have got the living room sets, they've got the bedroom sets. Wherever you like watching the game, maybe you need a new recliner, maybe something for you and the kid, maybe something for you and the wife, maybe something for you and the husband, because we know the ladies like to watch a little football as well. Bruce Furniture is the place to be, with prompt delivery. Bruce Furniture, just right for you in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. And from Big Ten Media Days, we had a chance to catch up with Northwestern quarterback Dan Persa, who Phil Steele actually has listed as the number one quarterback in the Big Ten Conference, and we had a chance to catch up with him in Chicago. We continue our Doug and Daddy coverage on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago with the much-heralded quarterback from Northwestern. And funny thing is, we've already had a chance to talk to Al Netter. He says he's the real star of this team, Persa. He says he gets out of the way, you're going down. What do you think?
I think I agree with that. I mean, I think Al's a better quarterback than me anyway, so we should put him in there.
How much excitement do you have going? Everybody, it's football season. Everybody's crazy excited. You guys have been throwing it around all summer. Are you just ready to go?
Yeah, you're tired. You're tired of going in against your own defense, and I mean, I'm going to get even more tired of it during camp. But We're really looking forward to the first game. But obviously, we have to take some serious steps in camp to get where we need to go.
Heisman Trophy candidate and one of the best quarterbacks in the league, in a league that has full of quarterbacks, Dan Persa of Northwestern. You don't want to go against your defense? They sure gave up a lot of points last year. Come on.
Yeah, that's not really what I meant. But, obviously they have a lot to improve on from the last couple games. But I think they had a lot of positive spots as well. I think we played really well against Iowa and against a couple other teams. And I think if we can harness that the way they played against them, the sky's the limit for them.
Were you surprised at the attention you've garnered for yourself over the summer?
A little bit. Attention is what it is. It's all relative, and I can't really do much about it besides of how I play. But it's cool to have be mentioned with some of the most prestigious awards in college football. But at the end of the day, the only way I can really affect how that turns out is how I play. So that's the only thing I'm really worried about.
Northwestern's Dan Persa joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How's the injury? We 100%.
Yeah, it's good. It's 100% healed. I'm ready to go.
Do you feel? I mean, we've never had an injury like that we've had to bounce back from or anything like that, and you can tell that from our athletic frames here.
Right.
When do you first test it? How did it feel when you first tested, and can you ever be 100% confident again on that?
I think you're 100% confident when you get back in the game, when you get back into training camp, and you're really presented with that situation where instinct takes over and you're not really worried about sticking your foot in the ground and making a throw or making a cut. So, honestly, I won't know until then, and if I'm not confident when that first happens in camp, hopefully by the end of camp, I'm confident, and I'm pretty sure I will be.
To limit your mobility at all?
I don't think so. Obviously, my leg's not as strong as my other one right now, but I'm going to keep working on that. I still have 5 weeks till the season starts, and I can make up a lot of ground in 5 weeks, but I don't think it will.
At the running back position, it's not like you got four seniors that have played a lot, have saw a lot of action. Trumpy looks like the go-to guy immediately.
Right.
Your thoughts about them? We got playmakers back there?
Right, yeah. I think Mike Trumpy's going to have a huge year. I think he worked his butt off this summer to put himself in position to have a good year, and we're expecting a lot from him. I mean, if I had it my way, I wouldn't have myself running around too much. I want to hand the ball to him and watch what he can do with it.
You just exploded last year. What was the key, do you think?
I just think the way I prepared for each game and into the season, mentally more than anything else. I didn't know what to expect, so I kind of just prepared as hard as I could, not knowing what was going to happen. And I got thrown in the fire, and luckily I did pretty good. So I think that's the biggest key to my success, is just the way I prepare for each game and each opponent.
You ever go up to Coach Fitzgerald and say, hey, I could still return a kick or two?
Nah, hopefully those days are over. It wasn't even, sometimes returning kicks, sometimes blocking people. So I'd rather throw the ball than block people, obviously.
Dan Persa joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Dan, talk about Coach Fitzgerald. He looks just in the hallway, and his demeanor with you guys looks to be having a great time. You guys look to be having fun. Seems to be a fun guy to be around.
Definitely. I mean, he's always joking, making jokes. Even if they're funny or not, he's making them. So he's awesome. He's a player's guy. He gets after us. He doesn't accept any of the players to make excuses for themselves. And I think that's all you can ask for a coach. I mean, he challenges you to that. To be your best every day, and anything else is unacceptable.
Dan Persa with us for just one more minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Dan, it's fun to move the ball up and down the field. Looks like the line's going to be good. Take us through your wide receiving core. Jeremy looks like he's going to be a number one target, but they look like they can all do it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Jeremy had a huge year last year, and I expect nothing but the same from him. Drake Dunsmore going to have a great year. Our super back tight end is probably one of the most athletic tight ends in the league. And obviously on the outside, we have Tony Jones, Demetrius Fields, and Rashad Lawrence, who are all very experienced from last year and all can do some huge things. So we're loaded at the skill positions on offense. So I'm just looking to get the ball out of my hands and kind of stand back and see what they can do with it.
Dan, stay healthy. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a minute.
Thanks for having me.
Dan Persa, quarterback, All-American candidate, Heisman Trophy candidate, as we caught up with him at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago last week, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers, official clothiers of the Doug and Daddy Show. If they can clothe the big fella, they can clothe you. And for Northwestern, of course, they will start the season on the road. They're going to play quite a few road games. They go to Boston College, Army, Illinois, all there. They have a home game in the non-conference with Eastern Illinois. And then they start Michigan, Iowa, Penn State. So we're going to know a lot about them early on in the conference schedule. And we'll see if Northwestern can be good enough to climb up. But three of those first four on the road, only one home game for Northwestern before Michigan comes in on October the 8th. So hands full there for the folks from Northwestern. Don't forget that Midway, here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, takes care of your vehicle, whether you're looking for a new, pre-owned, or just to take care of the one that you have with their Midway all-new Mopar Quick Lube. At the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram location, it's immediate maintenance service, quality, complete service, saving you time and money because you don't even need an appointment, and their very professional staff gets it done in less than 30 minutes. If you want to wait, they've got the beautiful lounge. Enjoy a complimentary cappuccino, wireless internet, television, whatever you want to do. 30 minutes, you're in and out. If you need a ride somewhere, they'll take care of you there for free with their shuttle service. Oil change, maintenance, inspection, and car wash, all done in 30 minutes or less for only $29.95. It's there for you at Midway, and of course, don't forget, as the heat is on, that doesn't mean that they're heating up to boil you with the overpriced vehicles in the world. They want you to take care of yourself and your family. That's why they have hassle-free pricing at Midway, and that means right there on the vehicle, the price. You don't have to waste time and get all jacked up to think that the salesman is going to do something to you or the saleswoman is trying to charge you too much, because all you have to do is go to their website or anybody else's website and you'll see that the best price is right there on the sticker at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They're hassle-free. Check them out online, thinkmidway.com. Jerry DiNardo from the Big Ten Network is going to join us as well here in the second half of the program, plus a few other things that we're going to touch on. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot, with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter. Proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A heat advisory goes in effect for this afternoon
becoming breezy for your day today with an abundance of sunshine. Hot and humid, highs will top out near 100 degrees. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, 90.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We told you earlier in the program that Hastings College volleyball coach Lori Willardson had resigned. Athletic director Ian Roberts issuing a press release here in just the last little bit that says Coach Willardson has resigned due to personal obligations to her family in Colorado. She had been a high school coach in Colorado, only been with Hastings for 1 year. Went 21-14, and as we said, they'll be looking for their fifth coach in four seasons at Hastings College. And there's some new coaches in the Big Ten Conference, and one of those is at Michigan with Brady Hoke. Of course, you got Bo Pelini coming in with Nebraska, so you got some things there. Luke Fickell at Ohio State. Not at Penn State, though, folks. Joe Pa still there for you. Indiana has Kevin Wilson coming in and taking over the reins. And Jerry Kill, new head coach at Minnesota. And to help us learn more about it, we had a chance to catch up with one of the lead analysts for the BTN, the Big Ten Network, which is coming in part to expanded cable and charter. Now, you're not going to be able to just throw on a regular television station, go, hey, there's NTV and there's the Big Ten Network, or there's KHAS and there's the Big Ten Network. You have to be on their expanded cable, but to find out more from Charter. But one of the lead analysts is Jerry DiNardo, a longtime coach at different colleges in different conferences, and has a good feel for what it will be like for the Big Ten and maybe for Nebraska to come in. And our Big Ten preview continues here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part by K&K Parts Company. Doug and Daddy's show continues from Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago as we get to learn more about the other 11 teams. And that's almost, Daddy, the way it seems, is the Nebraska questions have popped up to every coach and every player about the third one in.
Yeah, they certainly have, and they'll probably pop up here in probably the first question to Jerry DiNardo, our next guest. He's from the Big Ten Network. One of the faces, really, of the Big Ten Network as more and more people across this country get access to that channel. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, great to be here. And I try to fancy myself as the Nebraska expert at the network because I've competed against Nebraska 10 times, and I don't think anyone else has that experience. Once as a player, played in Bob Devaney's last game. And then, obviously, my 9 years at Colorado, we competed every year.
What's the record in 10 times?
We won two in a row, so I'm afraid it's 2-8. you know, when I was it was Bob Devaney's last game, and there was this young assistant coach named Tom Osborne who had been named the head coach after the game. But we lost that Orange Bowl 40-6. I was supposed to block Rich Glover, Willie Harper, and John Dutton. And I'm hoping that I get to meet them someday and shake their hands because I never touched them that night. But that was a great team. They had just won two national championships. And I can't remember. They lost one game. In those days, you lose one, you're out. Mm-hmm. They may have lost Oklahoma that year, but they were a great team.
They had some outstanding, well, the whole conference at that time had some great ones with Oklahoma, Nebraska, even Colorado snuck in there a couple of times. But can you imagine from where you were, I'm going just to even your coaching days, that we have a Big Ten Network and that television just continues to grow, and there was talk in there about the Longhorn Network and all the things that are starting to grow out of this.
It's amazing. I think Jim Delaney, the commissioner, probably said it best. The NFL is the most popular sport in America, and college football second. And so, you know, that's why the networks, you know, this vision 5 years ago by the Big Ten Conference, and specifically by Jim Delaney, that this was possible to have a network just for one conference, and now we're seeing the Texas network for one school. So it's changed the economy, obviously.
Did you realize, and you bring up the economy, the money associated with it, when you first joined on, did you realize the impact it had?
I didn't. I don't know that any of us could have realized. Now, remember, the first year was shaky. We were on the air, but nobody was watching us. I mean, we had distribution problems. But Jim Delaney held his ground. He wasn't going to allow the Big Ten Network to be on the high tier of cable. He wanted extended basic, and the best decision he ever made was to hold his ground.
You've had some experience coaching in this conference. Now you get a chance to learn everything that's going on with this conference. How much better is the conference from your eyes as an analyst with the addition of Nebraska?
Well, it's significantly better. And I constantly say this, and my friends in the SEC disagree. I think the addition of Nebraska, the splitting of the 12 teams into two sixes, gives the Big Ten a chance to be the premier football conference in America as we go forward. But here's the missing piece to it. For that to happen, we're going to have four teams in the top 10 of recruiting rankings every year. I believe in recruiting rankings. And then we're going to have another three in the top 15. So we need seven teams, 1 through 15, in the recruiting ranks every year. And the reason I think that's attainable is this. When you take Nebraska and Michigan, the number one, number four winningest football programs in the history of America, and then you have 5 and 6 with Ohio State and Penn State in the other division, to win those divisions, you're going to have to out-recruit your competition. Now, recruiting's always been intense, but I think, just like in the SEC, I was there when we went from 10 to 2, 6s and 12, the intensity in recruiting will triple from this point on, because that's the only way a coach of an elite program, Nebraska's an elite program, can survive in this kind of setup.
Jerry DiNardo joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I want to go back to right there what you just said. The elite programs, Nebraska, no one's picking against Nebraska. We have not heard one person. We had one guy from Iowa say he thinks Michigan State will win that division. Is there anybody else in that division that can rival Nebraska and Michigan State, or they separated themselves this year at least?
I think Nebraska separated themselves. I do think Michigan State has the best skill of all the 12 teams. I've seen all these 12 teams more than anybody else. I do think Michigan State has the best skill, but they don't have the line of scrimmage yet. I think they will. And I don't think you can discount Michigan. Even though they're down 3 years, it's still Michigan. They still have a chance. But for me, it's Wisconsin and Nebraska right now. Now, August 8th, I start to see all 12 again. I could change my mind. But right now, no, nobody rivals Nebraska.
A lot of new coaches in the league. What's the most interesting story for you?
Brady Hoke. You know, it's interesting. For the last 3 years, when Rich was there, and you went to Michigan, you were never talking football. You know, Michigan under Bo and Lloyd and Gary Moeller was much like Nebraska under Devaney and under Tom Osborne. You went on campus, you talked football. Well, for the last 3 years, we're talking NCAA, we're talking about culture, we're talking about the spread attack and all that. And now with Brady back, it's all football again. You got a D-line coach who has no drama in his life because there's no drama in the D-line. You have a D-line heading up a program. It's back to football. So to me, that's the story, one of the stories.
Well, there's a lot of stories out there. The off-the-field stuff, I got to ask you about that. I think we're just about past it because we're looking forward to football. How much did what Ohio State and that scandal hurt the Big Ten as a whole?
Well, I think it hurt them a little bit. I think a lot of sarcasm coming from the southern part of the country, you know, that the Big Ten holier than thou, you know, they've had two of their premier programs get in trouble. And so I think it's hurt it a little bit. But again, I think the challenge to recruit above board is ahead of us, not behind us. I'm telling you, when you put those 12 teams in two 6-team divisions, the pressure to out-recruit their opponents is incredible. And that's when everyone's going to be tempted to do it the right way or the wrong way. So I think there's more temptations ahead of us than behind us.
From the Big Ten Network, Jerry DiNardo joins us, of course, has played a lot of college football, played a lot of football, and he's coached a lot of football, even had a stint in the XFL.
As long a stint as anybody else.
Were the checks good? Or they still have one they owe you?
I'm sorry?
The check's good?
I'm going to tell you guys, you know, Vince McMahon, as crazy as he is, he was a man of his word, and he saw every promise he made through, at least to the coaches.
We'll go back to the Big Ten. Where do you see the Big Ten nationally right now? SEC won. Everybody's opinion after that seems to vary. Where is the Big Ten right now?
You know, I think SEC is one, and I'm not sure any of us really can say who two is until you start studying the teams. You know, again, I know the SEC, I know the Big Ten. I can't really say I know the Pac-10 and the Big 12 and the Big East well enough to say who's number two. It doesn't really matter who's number two. It matters who's number one. And again, I go back to the addition of Nebraska, puts the Big Ten in position to be number one. And I don't know what the Big Ten is going to do with oversigning. Oversigning is a major factor. For the SEC to outrule oversigning is something that will hurt them. When I came to the Big Ten in Indiana, there was no oversigning. I introduced the legislature to oversign the Big Ten that got passed. I hope they don't go backwards because it's a significant positive in building a program.
Obviously, Nebraska fans out there, you've had the chance. You know this team inside and out already. The biggest weakness in your mind for this Nebraska team is what?
Familiarity with their opponents. I mean, they are literally walking into every game not really having a history. And I don't think there's any limitations on the field. I don't think there's any weaknesses on there. Of course, there's weaknesses on the field, and Bo would know them, and his staff would know them. But I don't know that I would know them well enough, even though I get more insider information than anybody else. But it's overwhelming what they're about to do. Start playing in a conference that they've never played against. Don't underestimate that.
Jerry DiNardo with us for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I was amazed today about how quickly the Nebraska question got brought up, whether it was Ron Zook they were talking to or Brady Hoker. It didn't matter. I wasn't sure how Nebraska was going to be viewed by all the other media and the schools. I guess everybody's going to be gunning for the Big Red.
Well, I think, you know, when you talk to Nebraska, everybody knows the history. You know, if it was another team, if it was Missouri, I don't think many people in this part of the country would be familiar with Missouri. It's not really a national brand. Yeah. But when you talk Nebraska, even though people here haven't seen them play week in and week out and year in and year out, It's an incredible brand. So, I mean, I think everyone knows more about Nebraska than they would, like I say, about a Missouri or somebody else. So I think that's why they've gotten so much attention. I mean, Joe Paterno said it best again today. And you guys will learn a lot of good stuff comes out of Joe's mouth. But Joe said it best today. He wanted Rutgers. He wanted Syracuse until he found out that we could have Nebraska. And I think that sums up everyone's attitude about this.
You've been all over the nation. You've been to some great. I like to hear people like you. The best, two or three of the best venues in college football.
Tiger Stadium, LSU in the Big Ten, Ohio State, and now Nebraska. The Coliseum, USC is a trip with the horse, and I mean the whole Hollywood scene. Am I leaving it? I've been to all of them, I think. I don't know if I'm missing any. Tennessee was a trip. There's a bunch of them. But, you know, I'm partial to Tiger Stadium, Nebraska, Ohio State, because I'm connected.
Jerry, did you learn anything today? Was there something you came in today you wanted to know that you found out that you didn't know?
No, and I usually do. But honestly, nothing jumped out at me. I thought today was boring. I mean,
too damn much Nebraska talk.
A lot of people say that every year, and I sit there and I don't miss a word any of them say, and I never think it's boring. Today I thought it was a little boring. You know, when Joe got up there, we got a little blip, but not much. But no, I didn't learn anything quite yet.
It's going to be a fun trip. You guys are going to every campus. You're getting an inside look at every practice, or one practice, I guess, to decipher these teams. Is that something that you come up with that idea, or who came up with that idea to do that?
Well, I've done it since this league started. Since I found out that we had access, I was never going to not take advantage of the access. So the first spring, I just drove around by myself. In fact, I drove around last spring. In fact, I tell everybody this. I said this on air. I knew not only the people on campus at Nebraska were excited, but even people that live in Nebraska, because I met a state employee between Omaha and Lincoln. And when he told me to get in the car and started asking me for my license and my registration, one thing led to another. He asked me where I was going, and once I said that, it was all history. He was very excited about about my trip. But what we do in the fall now is we go to all 12 and we do a show from each campus. So there'll be a lot of people that'll see Nebraska for the first time. For me, it'll be maybe my 12th trip to campus.
Jerry, last question for me. Fans in Nebraska, if they didn't have Dish or Direct, haven't got to see a lot of the Big Ten Network. So now everybody's going to get to see the Big Ten Network with the agreements here the last couple of weeks. What's the thing that they should know about watching BTN, the number one thing that they need to be watching?
I don't know. I'm not going to answer the question directly, but here's what I think your Nebraska people will find. the football fans that have traditionally and historically watched football, they'll start watching women's softball. They'll start watching volleyball. You become addicted to the channel because you all the sports are on. And so what we have found is that the basketball fan is now watching football. The football fan's now watching softball. And you'll find that whatever the latest term is, whether it's future revenue, Olympic sports, they keep changing the term. The teams that don't make any money, the network has helped them tremendously in recruiting, because you can go into a non-revenue sport and say to a parent, you'll see your child play every game. And you, none of us could ever say that before. So I didn't answer your question, but the one thing you'll find is the Nebraska fans will become fans of every sport. It's wonderful.
Live from Chicago, December 3rd, as we look ahead, the two teams playing are who?
Nebraska and Wisconsin. I picked them after spring. Now, things could change once we hit the road on the 8th. But I came out of spring saying Nebraska and Wisconsin. Nothing has changed my mind. And this was before Tressel was gone. So I still thought there was going to be some distractions on that side with Ohio State. But I say those two now. We'll see.
One question about Wisconsin. Russell Wilson, how much does that add into Wisconsin and putting them back in the hunt, not only for a Big Ten title, but for a national championship?
I don't think they're national championship good, and I don't think he can make them national championship good. But I think it helps them win in the leaders' division. Again, I picked them to win the leaders before Russell Wilson joined the team. I haven't seen him play a lot. I do most of my opinions come from game tape, because, again, I'm allowed to watch the coach's game tape, which is an unbelievable advantage in watching him practice. So I know Brett Bielema enough to know that he would not have taken Russell Wilson if he wasn't going to be a big plus.
So Nebraska fans want to know, is Nebraska national championship material?
I don't know. I think they are the one Big Ten team that I've seen so far in the spring that could be. I don't think anyone else in the conference could be right now. But if you had to say, give me the one team that could be in the national championship hunt, it would be Nebraska.
Former Notre Dame Fighting Irish All-American. Of course, he's coached at Vanderbilt, LSU, Indiana, and now you'll see him on the BTN, the Big Ten Network. Jerry DiNardo, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Jerry. From Big Ten Media Days, our coverage brought to you in part by Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's getting you ready for the fall sports season. Football, volleyball, softball. They've got the shoes. They've got the balls. They've got the game plan. They've got all the practice gear that you need. T-shirts, shorts, hats, gym bags. It's all there at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Wrap it up after this.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party.
Mm-mm.
Remember, he convinced Karen she was a bear and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. Oh, we need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Are you an athlete looking for yourself in the newspaper? An alum trying to keep track of how your school's doing in prep athletics? A proud parent looking for all the news about their son or daughter? Or a general high school sports fan? Well, PlatteRiverPreps.com is the site for you. PlatteRiverPreps.com is covering over 100 teams across the state and is your source for results and news updated 7 days a week. Not to mention pictures of some high school sports action. Bookmark it today and go to PlatteRiverPreps, all one word, .com to follow your school today.
A heat advisory goes in effect for this afternoon. Becoming breezy for your day today with an abundance of sunshine. Hot and humid. Highs will top out near 100 degrees. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Phil Jensko.
Right now, 90.
Where does the time go? Wasn't it just the 4th of July? I mean, seriously, wasn't it just the 4th of July? I was sitting there watching the fireworks in the sky and in some people's backyards. I mean, it was incredible watching the fireworks. And all of a sudden, July, 4 weeks now since the 4th. And you know what, folks? In four more weeks, we'll have been playing high school football.
Woohoo!
It just goes too darn quick. I mean, amazing. Where the hell did July go? It just flew by, folks, and don't miss out on any of it. If you missed out on any of the Doug and Daddy show, and tomorrow, Mike Brewster, outstanding center, who's going to have to anchor that offensive line at Ohio State, he's going to be our Big Ten player tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy show, and a whole lot more as we continue on this week. We've got some more special guests that we're going to be bringing your way, and all the guests on the Doug and Daddy show taken care of by our friends at BK. Try the new BK Minis Burger or Chicken. Hello, you can have a little mini burgers, mini chicken, always reasonably priced and always 24/7, or in this case, during their business hours, because they'll serve their whole menu all day. Breakfast is served until 11 at the two locations in Kearney, near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, or next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. BK also on Facebook. All you got to do is type in BK North. They're located in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte as well. Tomorrow morning, folks, if you're a Nebraska volleyball fan, and boys, there's some great volleyball in the Big Ten, get on Huskers.com, check out the website, because tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., you can purchase single-match tickets for the home season. They go from $9 to $11 for general admission, $17 for reserve. There's a limit of 4 tickets per household. Go to Huskers.com to order beginning Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. or 1-800-8-BIG-RED, 1-800-8-BIG-RED, and they will be putting those on sale. Of course, they'll also sell them at the ticket office if you happen to be towards Lincoln or heading into Lincoln from 8 to 5, and you know that they will go very, very quickly. A couple of other things that we want to mention, Grand Island and Omaha Creighton Prep both heading up to Dickinson, North Dakota. The overall Class A state championship game was played Saturday. Creighton Prep jumped out early and won that game by a score of 6-2. And here's what's going on again today in the Class B and C State American Legion Senior Championships. Class B being played in Central City. Central City and Broken Bow were eliminated yesterday. Today at 2, Gehring plays Seward. And at 5, Aurora plays Bennington in elimination games. In the winner's bracket final, Gretna and Beatrice will play at 7:30. Class C is going on in Hardington. The elimination games saw Creighton and Adams Sterling knocked out yesterday. Today, Hardington will play Shelby, Osceola, Stromsburg at 2, Alma and David City at 5, and then in the winner's bracket, it'll be Pender and Elkhorn Mount Michael playing at 8 o'clock. And one final note here, little outdoorsman here. We all know about the big game permit. Everybody sends in their $25 this year. 2,081 applicants paid $25 to enter the lottery, which is available only to Nebraska residents for the big game permit. Well, the winner, Chris Rounds of Alvo, he won the Nebraska Super Tag multi-species permit, valid for hunting in 2011 and 2012, has a bag limit of 1 elk, 1 deer, 1 antelope, and 2 turkeys. So there you go. If your name's not Chris Rounds, you didn't win. That's all there is to it. You didn't win. That's what happens. You didn't win. Hey, we want to see you back here on the Doug and Daddy Show again tomorrow. We'll be joined, as we said, by Mike Brewster. He is the center for Ohio State, and a whole lot more coming your way. We want to thank Jerry DiNardo of the Big Ten Network and Northwestern quarterback Dan Persa for joining us on the show today. We'll see you tomorrow here on ESPN 1460, 1550, the Doug and Daddy Show. For more, go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on the poll question. Check out Facebook, and you can always hear the podcast as well. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.